The fact that work environments are dynamic is key to safety condition fixes. You may have clients who are doing a safety inspection every 2 weeks or every month or maybe at the end of every day. And that's fine. That's collecting some information that perhaps Cal OSHA would like, but it's not really getting at the hazards that could occur during the course of the day. And so safety one-on-one is an in-the-moment fix. When something happens, you fix it and you document it. Now, companies may be doing the fixes, but they're not doing the documentation. And if that's the case, at renewal, they're not getting credit for that ongoing safety condition fix work. So to sell the safety condition fix, you have to really pitch the idea that things change in the course of a day, and you need to fix it and document it as it happens. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time to initiate the fix and document it. The other thing is that it really argues to the point of what we would call leading indicator data. And leading indicator data is preventative, which means you're fixing the condition before somebody slips and falls. You're fixing the condition before somebody trips and falls. It is similar to the behavioral intervention, which is also leading indicator data, in that you're getting out in front of the accidents rather than coming through on a scheduled basis with a pencil whip checklist and saying, check, 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 everything is good. In the moment, condition fixes are huge. And if you work with clients, if they have issues with worksite conditions, unsafe conditions, and you do a little walkthrough before they start the program, and then you do it again at some time in the future, you can often see a remarkable change in the condition of the work area if it's kept clean constantly and if those activities are documented. Safety condition fixes in the moment are a huge component of safety and something that your clients can adapt to and incorporate quite easily.